Well, our guest this morning from Trevecca, back on the show. He is the director of golf, the men's and women's head coach at Trevecca, David Head. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Greg. Thanks for having me on the program.
Well, I was just, as I was bundling up in this morning, and just nothing made me think about maybe playing 9 or maybe 18 this morning.
Yeah, we've had a little bit of a rough spring weather-wise so far, but we've been getting out there, and the kids are working hard and having to play in some rainy weather and some cold weather, but they're working hard, and I guess that's what we get this time of year.
Right. I was going to say it's February. I mean, you we're talking about every February with this. I know you guys open, at the Badger Invitational, February 25th and 26th, so not this weekend, the coming weekend down in Mobile. So I think both your men and women's teams are down at that, correct?
That's correct, yeah. So we're leaving next Sunday morning, a week from tomorrow, I guess. And like I said, we've been preparing the last 4 or 5 weeks and doing what we need to do to be prepared for our first tournament. And sometimes, we try to go south, get some warm weather, but a little bit later on in the spring, we're going north several times. And so we have to prepare this time of year. And regardless of what the weather is, we have to be prepared to play in it. So we've been getting out there working hard, like I said.
University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel right here at Bongo Java. David Head, he is the director of golf at Trevecca. Let's talk about the men's team first. Coming off one of your, or maybe the best fall seasons ever, and right now the expectations, this is high as this team's been ranked point-wise heading into the spring. Just tell me about your men's team.
Yeah, we had a great fall. You know, historically that's something that we've just kind of let our guard down or whatever. I can't really put my finger on why we haven't performed as well in the fall, historically speaking. But this past fall, we had a great fall season led by I had actually three or four really good, strong players, performances all throughout the fall. Larkin Whittemore, who's a senior this year. Ryan Rozick from Florida is a transfer, a junior college transfer. And Blaine Turner from right here in Mount Juliet. You know, those guys are solid, and they played great. They had a great fall. All of them had great, strong tournaments, just about every single tournament, and really put us in a good position to, if we do what we're capable of doing this spring, to help us accomplish a lot of the goals that we have for ourselves. So I'm excited about the spring season upcoming. But, the fall has really set us up to be in a good position.
Well, also with the, you would mention the spring, it's always pretty cool that you every year get to host your own deal. And this year, Old Hickory again, right, with the men?
Well, the women play at Old Hickory in the fall. And this year,
right,
the men are going to be playing at Hermitage.
Oh, okay. That's in Old Hickory.
Yep, that's right. Mike Eller and his group out there have been great to us, and Hermitage is a great golf course. It's a great venue to host a college golf tournament, and we've had it there in the past, and our field is sold out. We announced that we're going to be doing it back at Hermitage. Schools from all over the upper Midwest are just dying to come to Nashville, but they really like Hermitage as well, and so that was kind of a no-brainer for us to get it set up out there. So we're looking forward to it.
And playing the General's Retreat, too, which is obviously the newer of the 218s, and quite a bit longer.
Well, they've got, the General's is where we're playing, and they've got
right.
The Bermuda grass greens. And so, we feel that might be a little bit of an advantage for us because we fought on Bermuda grass greens more so than some of those competitors from up north get to do. So we're looking forward to having maybe that kind of a home course advantage, but the General's Retreat, fantastic golf course, and like I said, the kids, the young men from not only my team but also from all the other schools that are coming down to play, really enjoy that golf course.
Yeah, it's and everybody likes to get to Nashville too. They may say it's golf, but you know what? It's the total package with that. Hey, you're talking about getting ready here as you head up for your first tournament. We'll head down to Mobile. How do you go through the process? This is for the men and the women of determining. I guess you put five out there. Is that sort of the competition within the team, right?
That's right. We go through a qualifying process, basically a tournament within our team. I have 8 men's players and 6 women's players, and only 5 from each team get to travel. And so there's a tournament within the team members to see who the traveling 5 are going to be. So that's what we've been doing for the last 4, 5, 6 weeks, trying to narrow that down, trying to identify who's playing the best at this particular moment in time. And like I said, it's very competitive on the men's side. All 8 guys are pushing one another, which is exactly what you want. You don't want the top 5 guys just knowing that they're going to be able to go and they don't have any motivation because there's nobody behind them pushing. And that's not the case this year. All 8 guys are participating and competing hard, and they want that spot. So looking forward to seeing how that's going to end up on Monday. And then the same thing on the women's side. I've got the last 4, 5, 6 weeks we've been going at it and competing hard, and those girls are dying for that spot to be able to go down to Mobile and hopefully get out of some cold weather here and enjoy some nice warm weather down there. And of course they all like to travel and miss that class time, and that could be part of the motivation for them. So
David Head, he's director of golf, Trevecca, the men's and women's golf coach. The women, let's talk a little bit about there. I guess what? No seniors, but some strong junior leadership. Lexi Shaw, Bryn Craven, Tegan Perry. So I know you want to be success now, but you got a little bit this year and next year with these upperclassmen.
I do. Yeah, Lexi and Bryn and Tegan, they've been with me, obviously, for this, the third year now, and they've been great. Lexi's got a great chance as an individual to possibly make it to postseason play this coming spring. So we're working hard. She's working hard. I want to try to put her in a position come the last tournament of the year where she can, you know, maybe potentially earn that spot as an individual into the regions. We've had some success in the past with that, and so we kind of know where she needs to be. And so we're working hard this time of year to get her prepared. But Bryn and Tegan do a great job as well. And I've got some young ones too. I've got Valeria Vargas and Sophie Vinson and Madeline Hembry, and I'm excited about a recruit that I've got coming in for next year from Tampa, Florida as well. So, yeah, this year, you know, it's maybe a tiny bit of a rebuilding year for us, but I think next year and the years to come, we're setting ourselves up to have a pretty good team. So we're excited about that.
University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel right here at Bongo Java. David Head, Trevecca, director of golf. And I know now that you're a builder. and you have a dream. That would be an on-campus indoor practice facility, hitting bays, indoor putting green, meeting rooms. And I know the fundraising process. And I figure you obviously what a great recruiting tool and how cool this would be for Trevecca. But you want to expand it out a little bit more when this facility does come online. I've got the faith in you, David. Is it go get Johnny Moore to strike that check. You know, he's packing like a mining mule. We'll go up to Bowling Green and get some money from your former MTSU coach, okay?
That's right.
But tell me what you want to do.
Well, you know, any coach wants to take his program to the next level. And, you know, I think this opportunity that we have at Trevecca, like I said, we're in the fundraising stages of it. We're also, you know, getting out there and starting to talk to some folks about, you know, what this could really look like. And you know, what an opportunity to do something for the current student-athletes for their game improvement, but also the recruiting piece would be huge. If you have a nice facility, and a lot of the other golf programs that we compete against have something similar to this. And so in order for us to stay competitive, we need to have an on-campus indoor golf practice facility. We are one of 2 sports at Trevecca that have to leave campus to go practice. We don't have a golf course on campus, so we have to leave campus to go to a golf course. And in order to be able to have something on campus where they can hang out, where they can get some extra practice in after dark or early in the morning before classes or whenever, I think it would do wonders for our current student athletes and really help our program improve. And so we're excited about what we want to do, and now we're just trying to find the money and figure out how to get it all done. So
Well, bang the drum. That's what you're doing, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And, you know, and one other thing, you know, there's so many other things that you can do with a facility like that on campus. And you know, so obviously, selfishly, I would want to have a facility for my golf team. But, you know, there's other things that you can do with it. And so we're excited to potentially host some junior clinics in the summertime. And, you know, I had a vision. You know, you've heard the acronyms for golf, and we won't repeat them here. But the best one I've ever heard in my entire life is GOLF, God Offers Love and Forgiveness. So I would love to do some sort of golf ministry like that and use that facility for a purpose, you know, that's bigger and better than just for Trevecca Golf, you know.
You know, I was trying to think all the acronyms of golf to fit my game, and you're right. We can't talk about that right here. You're right, David. David, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Good luck this spring. Obviously, through this show, we're on all the way through May. Every Saturday morning, we'll be always talking about what's coming up with your program results and everything. And then we look forward to visit with you again a little bit later on in the season. Thank you, David.
Greg, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.